Welcome to Happy Healthy Habits,
your inspirational podcast with Birdie
and Laura. Birdie, how has the new year been for you so far? Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
Something like that. I think regardless of the time of year, it's always the right time to integrate positive vibes into your life. And for me, it started with having to study from home so much, so I wanted to find a way to increase and improve my mental well-being.
Yeah, I also struggled with that situation a little. And did you find something to improve your mental well-being?
I actually started to write a gratitude journal, and this was a really nice thing to do. I might read out a few things. So this one day, for example, I was grateful to bake cookies with my niece, and I enjoyed the crisp air while jogging outside. Oh, this one time, I wrote down I was laughing real hard that day. And it was interesting to reflect on that because, you know, laughing really hard is something you might not do a lot, actually.
I understand what you mean. I think this is a really good thing to do. For me, I guess what makes me grateful is to see the sun, because as soon as she comes out, I feel so much better.
Oh, yeah. I wrote that down a lot, too.
In preparation for our podcast, I listened to a talk by Laurie Santos. She's a professor of psychology in Yale, about the little things everyone can do to lead a happier life. And she collected 10 insights. It sounds obvious at first, but her studies have shown that you can actually improve your mental well-being with making only small changes in your daily routines. And your gratitude journal was one of the things she mentioned. Another habit she encouraged the audience to integrate is to help others, because this is not only doing something for them, but also for yourself. And also try to be fully present and simply enjoy the moment.
Interesting. Is there something you took out of this?
Oh yeah, I think the point of helping others really resonated with me, and I'd like to try that habit myself.
Oh, sounds like a nice plan, and I'm sure both sides will benefit from this. Yes, from my experience, I can tell you that implementing a new habit actually really works. I have started practicing yoga every day for the past year. And what I liked about it too was that there's a lot of meditation in it, which is really soothing and helps you with live in the present moment, because I feel like we don't do this a lot nowadays anymore. And I always take being on a roller coaster as an inspiration. Because if you think of it, on this short roller coaster ride, you are fully immersed in the experience. And exactly that feeling, that's what I want to strive for in my daily life too.
That sounds like a really great plan. Well, maybe our audience has interesting experience to share as well. Feel free to write us on social media. We'd be happy to know what makes you guys feel good.
And if you have always been wondering how to start improving your well-being, maybe you can take this as an inspiration to create your own healthy, happy habits.
Well, in fact, I've been practicing a new healthy, happy habit, Birdie, because I always enjoy talking to you.
Oh, that's sweet. Well, good thing then that we're going to see each other next week for another episode of
Happy, Happy, Happy Habits.
See you. Bye. Take care.